we go. It's 8:15.
And here we go.
It's Brock and Hunter.
That's right.
Morning, buddy.
Morning.
It is going to be a little wet today.
Yeah.
We got some rain possible. They've been saying it's effects from Irma, Hurricane Irma, which, by the way, it's heartbreaking what's going on. I hope everyone's staying safe. If you got friends and family down there, I hope they're safe.
From the looks of Facebook, my family was like right the direct path of it.
Yeah.
It seemed to be okay.
Okay.
There's some damage. I mean, there's a lot of stuff in the yard.
Yeah.
And, a couple minor things, but it seems like everybody was pretty safe.
Well, that's good. That's good. So we're feeling the effects of here. Obviously not to the extent. We're just getting that kind of trailing effect and the weather changing. A high of 72 tonight, cloudy, some rain possible, low of 55. Thursday turned into a nice day, high of 75, and then Friday, sunshine.
Mm-hmm.
On my damn shoulder, John Denver. High of 78. Right now, it's about 57.
This is WTF of the Day on the Plan B Morning Show. Brought to you by Henry's Hamburgers.
Well, be careful on Twitter.
Are you doing this story, huh?
I got to. So, everyone is talking about how Senator Ted Cruz, the Texas senator, apparently liked a hardcore porn video on Twitter. It was a incestual video as well, too.
You know, I never really understood that. Like, when you go to those websites and you're watching a video and they're like, would you like to share this? No, I wouldn't.
You know who would really enjoy Debbie Does Dallas Grandma? You know, I'm going to share. I don't understand that either. Who is sharing porno on social media?
Hey, check this out, man.
Dude, it's so good.
But you do your own research.
Get to 235 in a video, dude. You're going to lose it. I don't understand it. But it happened. The Texas senator appeared to like an X-rated clip on Monday, but it was redacted around 40 minutes later. Now, Cruz has not responded to the reports. In July of 2016, Cruz said in a GOP platform draft, pornography, with its harmful effects, especially on children, has become a public health crisis that is destroying the life of millions.
I mean, what do you say, though? You go on TV and...
I mean,
it's going to be an awkward.
You can say till you're blue in the face, and I'm sure other people have access to Ted Cruz's Twitter. Mm-hmm. A lot of these guys have social media people that strictly just do social media for him, except for Trump. He does all his own. Right. There is a chance that if someone wanted to burn him, they could do this. I'm not saying that's out of the realm of possibilities. Or
he's going to pay somebody to take the fall.
Or he very well could. You're an intern, right? You're taking the fall for this.
You're young and pimply.
Your career's over. But there's also a good chance he's a middle-aged guy that doesn't know how technology works all the time.
Hey, he's a busy guy.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
He's got to find some in-between time.
I think he just needs to embrace the fact.
He should just come out and be like, you know what?
You know what? It was a lonely night. The wife had another headache, and so I had to take care of business.
Exactly.
I hit the wrong button. Mm-hmm. I was in a cloudy haze afterwards.
I apologize, but I feel great now. I feel great.
I'm clear-eyed and focused.
I'm ready to hit the hard issues. I'm clear-minded.
It's like when you go on a date for the first time, man. You gotta clean the pipes so you're clear-headed.
Yeah, that's all he's doing. First date fully loaded.
He must have had a big meeting to go to afterwards. That's the problem. Didn't want to make any rash decisions.